Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Don Fite, a retired priest of the Diocese of Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
Well, thank you, Tim. I'm glad to be back with you again.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, and today we're going to talk about a subject you don't hear much about in the media. It's called sin.
You heard about it all the time.
Well, it's not called that.
That's right. The only problem is we try to skirt the issue of what really we're dealing with here all the time.
So let's start today's show by defining what is sin.
All right. The Catechism, Tim, is very clear that there's a God, as we know, and God has a plan for us. God has a... When he created, as we talked about many weeks ago, he had a plan that was beautiful. But sin is when we offend that plan. So any sin, it's always going to be against God. We sometimes say, oh, well, I just broke a rule, you know. But if it's a rule that matters, ultimately, God cares. And, he cares how we drive, for example. So any sin, let's say, is an offense against God that somehow goes against his will for us. We're disobeying what God wants of us. Ultimately, of course, what does he want? He wants our love. So sin is always an offense that goes against God, disobeys the love that he has for us. So who gets hurt? You know, God doesn't get hurt. But he does get offended. He wants to be in a relationship with us. It is a deep friendship, and sin wounds, you know, the friendship. But it also hurts ourselves. Huh? It offends God, but it hurts us. Sin is a wound against our human nature, and certainly because we are a family as human beings. The Catechism says that sin always is going to be injuring our relationships, our solidarity with each other. So you might say, oh, nobody else got hurt by my sin. And that isn't true, you know. To the extent that I am not fulfilling what God wants of me, I am hurting other people. I'm not being the saint that I was called to be to love you, you know, and to love God. Yeah.
So when we sin, we're actually cutting ourselves off from God's love to a certain degree. And, of course, that degree would depend on the seriousness of the sin. So how are sins distinguished according to their gravity or their seriousness?
Well, as we know, God has given us teachings in his word, in the Bible, that tell us that certain things are very, very important. So a sin that goes directly against something that God has lifted up is very important, that's going to be serious. And who's most important of all? Of course, God is. So sins can be very serious if they go directly against God in a serious way. And if we hurt our neighbor in a very serious way, that's what we call a serious sin. So we divide, when we talk about sin, we don't want people to go around feeling guilty that they're, you know, I guess there's what you call some people, God bless them, have to deal with scrupulosity. They feel like everything they do, maybe because it's partially wrong, a little wrong, they're totally cut off from God or not loved by God. No, the church says that there are two kinds of sin, basically. Huh? There's that which is deadly, to use the Bible term, or mortal, and that which is venial, not so serious, based on, of course, how directly we are harming God, offending him, our neighbor, ourselves. Huh? So then that could be done. All sins can be sometimes just inside ourselves. We call them our thoughts, our desires, that we are sinful if we allow them to become that. But many times we act them out and we speak words that are sinful. We do things that are sinful, or we neglect to do things that we certainly should do, and to neglect them is a serious offense, can be.
The scripture reference, because I had somebody ask me one time, I was talking, I have a TV show, and I mentioned mortal sin,
mm-hmm.
and he says, where is that in the Bible? Well, actually, it's in 1 John chapter 5, verses 17, 18, and 19, and St. John is talking about sin that is deadly,
mm-hmm.
and then he said there is sin that is not deadly.
Yeah.
So again, deadly sin we call mortal sin, and obviously non-deadly sin or a sin that is not, it still hurts God, but it's not deadly.
That's right.
When does one commit a mortal sin, a deadly sin?
Well, one commits a mortal sin, deadly, when the matter itself of what we're talking about is grave. A real easy example of that is when I kill somebody that's innocent. And I just, out of anger, out of hatred, out of whatever, I would kill somebody out of fear of them, whatever. But that's grave to break the commandment. Thou shalt not kill. Huh? And so if I do something that is seriously in the matter, is gravely against another person, that could be a mortal sin. Also, though, with it, there has to be a full knowledge of what I'm doing, that I know that I'm doing something wrong in a serious way. And then, besides knowing it, I have to be free enough to give my deliberate consent to what I'm doing. There are times when people act out of less than freedom. They may be taking a medicine or something, or you know, they're just in a situation where the full consent isn't there. But there normally has to be that full knowledge, full consent, deliberate consent, with the grave matter.
And when we commit a mortal sin, that totally cuts us off from a life with God or being able to receive His sanctifying grace.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's you're cutting a relationship. I think when we were little children and first learned about mortal sin, those of us who were raised as Catholic people, I think we thought, mortal, oh my gosh, that means deadly. I guess I kill my soul. No, I don't kill the soul, but I kill my soul's relationship with somebody else's. You know, so it's the relationship, the charity that is gone if I commit a mortal sin. I don't have love in my heart anymore.
Okay. So when does one commit a venial sin?
Well, I do that when I do something, again, against God's will, but it's a less serious matter. It's not such a grave matter. I guess when we were kids, we were taught, you know, if you go in the bank and take a lot of money, that could be serious. But if you steal a cookie from mommy's cookie jar, that wouldn't be grave matter. Mm-hmm. So it's less serious matter, or there certainly isn't that full knowledge of why this is wrong. Some people haven't really been trained well to know what's really wrong. So there's a lack of full knowledge or complete consent to the sin. So it doesn't really break my bond with God, but it does weaken that bond with God or with others.
Okay. So what does the acceptance of God's mercy, you know, obviously we need to be sorry for our sins, but what does the acceptance of God's mercy require from us?
Well, I have to be open to God would like to give me mercy, but I have to be sorry. I have to be willing to repent. I have to be willing to say, dear God, please forgive me. And the same for others. If we want mercy from even, if you're married, Tim, so you have a spouse, if you've done something really that you know hurt, you're going to have to be willing, aren't you, to say, honey, can you forgive me? And so there always has to be that admission of the fault, the willingness to repent of it.
And I like to think of having the mindset that my job is to be obedient and to listen and to love, and I have to have that humility to admit I made a mistake, I'm wrong.
That's right.
And then I have to also have the humility to say, Lord, please forgive me. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me.
That's right.
So it's having that humility. Mm-hmm. So what are vices?
Well, a vice would be they're bad habits. They're they lead us to sin. There are tendencies within us because of the original sin we've talked about before. I can have a tendency to always be envious of others, or I can be greedy, for something that isn't mine. Maybe I just have a tendency, a vice of anger. Anger can be righteous anger, but it can also be a very hurtful anger. And it's a perverse habit that somehow darkens me in my conscience. I don't think right. I allow an inclination to evil to take over me. It could be lust. It could be just gluttony. It could be laziness, sloth, we call it. So they're all perverse habits that somehow we call them the capital sins, because they all stem from one that I didn't mention yet. Every sin I ever commit ultimately comes down to pride. Huh? I'm putting myself first instead of God.
So what are the seven capital sins?
Yeah, well, like I said, pride comes first, and then to be greedy, avarice, to be envious, anger, lust, gluttony, and sloth are the seven.
Okay. Yeah. So do we have any responsibility for sins committed by others?
We can have such a responsibility, not directly. If I'm not responsible for your sins, but I could encourage you to sin. I could cooperate with you. I could have an opportunity to tell you, no, you can't do that. And I just don't say that because I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to have conflict with you. So it's possible that I could be in some way partially responsible for your sins, or in cooperating with them, but. Each one has to be, we're going to be judged on our own sin. Yeah.
But on the other hand, if I see my brother sinning, it's not judgment. If I point out his sin,
that's
I'm not
right.
judging him, but I'm just telling him the truth.
Yeah, when Jesus says, thou do not judge, he doesn't mean don't evaluate sinful behavior. Huh?
Right.
I mean, St. Paul is doing it all the time with his flock. Huh? But he doesn't, what Jesus is after is we're not to make the judgment of the person's heart. We don't know. We see what appears to be evil behavior, but we're not to judge the person's heart. But we do have, you're right, a responsibility to evaluate and sometimes teach others. I think what you're doing is very wrong.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're doing it out of love. We're not trying to judge them. We're simply
exactly.
trying to, for it's instance, the way people talk sometimes, they use the mm-hmm. Lord's name in vain or use un-Christ-like
that's right.
words.
Yeah.
Pointing that out, they might not realize it. So again, we're doing so in love.
That's right.
All right, Father Feit, thank you for joining us today as we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. And today we talked a little bit about sin, and next time we'll talk more about virtue, some of the good stuff. So thanks for joining us today, Father. And thank you, listeners.
You're welcome.
This has been Tim Perry for Faith with Father. Join us next time. May God bless you.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.